Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 24. Wow. 24 May 2023. Welcome to the next program. You're glad you're with us. It's Wednesday night, obviously. And tomorrow being Thursday, everything goes right. We'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. As always, folks, we'll be here to just to talk to you while if you want, or if you need to have any questions, biblical questions, if I can answer them, I will. If you have a question about me, about how to live as a Christian, if you have a question about how can I be born again, maybe you're thinking about this because you know you lived a life that wasn't pleasing to God, which all of us have. All of us have. No matter how good we think we've been, we've fallen short of the glory of God. But for those out there that maybe have been living in lifestyles that they want to get out of, folks, I know the one that can get you out of prison. I know the one that can. Personally, I know him. And I can tell you how you can meet him yourself if you want tomorrow. And you can call tomorrow, a toll-free number. If you don't have long distance, I don't care where you are. If you want to talk to me, find a phone somewhere and call us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. And if you do have long distance, you can call us. It will save us money if you'll give us a call on a toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We certainly want you to call and talk to us. And if I can help you, if I can be a minister to you, if I can do something to ease your pain, maybe somehow your spiritual pain, maybe you need prayer. I have seen healings over the phone, folks, of physical pain, and that's the truth. But if you're out there tonight and you are questioning your salvation or know you had never been born again, call me tomorrow. I would love that would make our day in the office, that would make our week or our year to know that someone come to know Christ because we offered the chance for you to do that. It's nothing in us, it's all in our Savior. But we're in office tomorrow, like I said, between 9 and 4 Eastern. We still have a couple bottles of the tea tree conditioner. We have lavender conditioner, cocoa cabana conditioner, and henna conditioner delivered to your door, folks, for $15. That's a savings of about $11. So almost half price. We have to charge them because it costs over $10 to mail them. Yeah, I'm serious. And we have to, you know, to take care of, pay for time and everything else, get it done. So yeah, it costs over $10 to mail a bottle of this. It's about almost 16 ounces, 15 ounces, whatever. But they're a fantastic shampoo. We're clearing them off the shelves, like I said. And I mean this sincerely. I'm not putting anybody, I hope I don't put anybody in a bind and make them feel bad. But because you really can't get help, and I don't want you, please, I don't want ever that to happen. I'm always afraid to mention things. I'm afraid somebody will try to give more they can afford and hurt themselves. And I don't want that to happen. Please don't let that happen to you. But if things don't turn around, we're going to start clearing things off the shelf, folks, and it's going to have to wrap it up next month, too, for sure. I mean, I'm for sure. And that's in the Lord's hands, of course. I'm going to trust him with it. But please don't, anyone out there, don't you ever feel obligated to help us, especially when you cannot, you can barely pay your own bills, okay? Please don't do that. But I said that on sale. If you want to call and get it tomorrow, you can. We still, of course, have the sugar to fiber. I talked to the VA nurse today. According to my numbers, sugar to fiber dropped my sugar numbers, my numbers down about a third, about 33% cut in the my numbers, my sugar numbers, and I take every day. Almost a 33% cut, folks. This product works. If you're a diabetic, pre-diabetic, I cannot recommend enough. And it's $49.95. You get 10% off the bottle. And you get 60 caps in a bottle. I take two before breakfast and dinner, but you can take one, Peg, about. I'm going to cut mine back to one pretty soon because it's working for me so well. But this actually converts glucose to fiber and carbs to fiber. 59% of what you eat is converted. Now, that don't give you a license to go out and eat all the junk food you want. That's not what I'm saying. Although it will help. It'll still help. But don't do that to your body. Sugar to fiber works, folks. One bottle, $49.95, take out $5. Two bottles, get 15% off. Two bottles or more. We have them here in the office right now. We're down. We have to order some more down the last few bottles. But people, this product works. As a living testimony, today I got the final say-so on the results. My sugar level's down about 33%. To me, that is remarkable. And I'm so thrilled. And by the way, it doesn't give you the... It levels it out. It doesn't take you too low. It doesn't let it get too high. It levels it out. My average sugar reading has been 122 for the last 3 months. I think that's phenomenal. That's normal. That's phenomenal. But I want to let you know that, okay? We have it if you want it. Of course, we still have the Strauss Heart Drops and the Kidney Drops and all the other products. We have the Cardiovite. We have all that here, folks. If you're on the toothpaste, mouthwash, all that's here. You can call tomorrow and get what you like while we have it. And our books are still available. My third book, well, actually three books in one, all three volumes of my last three books is in one book, and I think people really seem to enjoy that book. If you want a copy of it, we have it available tomorrow. Anything we can do tomorrow, help us. Now, our guest tonight was going to be Doug Thornton. Doug called me just about 15, 20 minutes ago and said he couldn't make it, so we're going to do it by ourselves. Tonight's going to be a different kind of program, folks, different than I got to do in a long time. It's going to be open line. If you called in this week already, your call doesn't count tonight because I want to be open line. I want everybody to call in to share what's on their mind, on their heart, give a testimony, ask for prayer, whatever it may be. I want tonight's program to be your program to share. If you have news you want to share, whatever it is, folks, tonight you are part of the body of Christ. You're part of the family. Call and talk to us. I'm going to be playing some music. I'm going to do that for quite a while. I'm going to play three or four songs tonight. I always love music. But it's hard to do on our program. We cover as much territory, as much, so many topics. We could discuss so many things. We could discuss, insanity everywhere. Y'all know that already. And we do cover all those issues. We cover those on a Christian worldview news topics. We cover all these things. But tonight I want to just kind of lay back and let the Holy Spirit lead what you want to say. And maybe play a song or two along the way. And West, Todd, go ahead and get one of them lined up for us a second. I want to play a song or two or three or four. I want you to call in and share your testimonies. And I don't want to turn tonight into some kind of fundraising. I don't want you to think, I don't want to do that. I despise even mentioning funds. I really do. But if we're going to survive, we're going to have help. But that's entirely in the Lord's hands and the hands of people that feel led to help. But this ain't going to be a fundraiser. I don't want to do that. I never have felt right doing that. Never been good at raising money. I know people who are really good men, and they really have a good heart and sincere heart, but they know how to raise funds. I don't. I never did know how to do that. I always feel guilty asking, but sometimes I got to let people know what's going on. I want to play a song for you now, though. One of my favorite songs, Christian songs, period. A guy named Squire Parsons sings it. It's a song about Beulah Land. You'll find that name in the book, the scriptures, in Beulah Land. The promised land for those that are born again. Some call it heaven. It's going to be heaven. It's going to be the new earth. When we live on the new earth, all this is promises ahead, folks. And it's something we have a hope for, a desire for, I pray. It's something that we that believe in Christ that live on this earth. And I don't care whether you live here in America or you live in Russia or you live in Australia or Paris, wherever you live. That desire for Beulah Land sometimes really gets strong. Because this world ceases being a place that you feel comfortable. It ceases to be a place that you feel at home. Just like Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't feel at home there. Yeah, he had a home there. Quite wealthy, I would say. His wife liked it there very much. She lost her soul because of it. But his soul was vexed. So there are times when I think about the promises we have beyond this world. And the people that I know personally that went on to be with Christ, that I know were born again believers like my dad and my mom and others that I knew went on to be with the Lord. And many people that I had on this broadcast over me over 30 years who have been on this broadcast who were born again believers who went on to be with the Lord. People that I miss about every day because they were comrades in arms as well as brothers and sisters. So I want to play a song for you tonight entitled Beulah Land, and I'm going to take phone calls almost immediately. So if you want to call and get on the phone, you can at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You got testimony, a praise report, a prayer request, a little bit of news you want to share with us. Whatever it is, folks, tonight, speak up for the glory of God. Let's have a get-together. Let's have a little bit of a revival night, if you want to call it that. And remember who we are in Christ. Remember what he done for us on the cross of Calvary. Let's not be ashamed of the shed blood. Let's not be ashamed of the one died on the cross. Let's not be ashamed of his name and living for him. Let's let the world know who we are. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so tonight. Please play a song if you don't mind, Todd.
Of homesick.
song. What a precious promise. I'm going to get the phone call just in a second, I promise. 844-769-2944. I want to show you a couple of scriptures, if you don't mind. I think you'll find them comforting. I know I do. How many of y'all here ever get really loaded down with burdens? Sometimes frustration. Maybe disgust what's here going on around you. You feel almost oppressed and pushed into the ground of the weight of this, what this world's doing. How many of y'all have that once in a while? I mean, I do. We all do. Even Christ did. Oh, yeah. You say, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. I mean, he sweat great drops of blood as his sweat was great as great drops of blood in the before he went to the crucifixion. Christ felt oppression. He felt a burden. He carried out everything that we'd done on this earth in the way of sin on his back to the cross of Calvary. So, yeah, don't tell me he didn't feel down. He even looked up and said, Father, why have you forsaken me? So, see, he experienced all the same feelings we do. He knows this. But in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting your care upon him, for he careth for you. Wow. Sometimes the load seems very heavy. I was just thinking about the first caller tonight. I just think about him and his wife just as the song was playing. And this verse came up, and we're going to talk to Gary in a minute. Gary Roby from out in Arizona. He and his wife have stood for the unborn for many years, and his wife has cancer now in her hip. She's fighting that battle. I was thinking about her brother Daryl in PA, who has had a stroke in his right side, can barely get around, but keeps swinging the sword. Think about my brother Phil Hudock, our producer, whose hips hurting so bad he has sometimes to walk with a walker, but he keeps going. I see this all the time. I mean, in my own life, my wife has problems. Marcia Jean has some serious problems. And it sometimes be a burden to keep up just with doctor appointments. But it's okay. He said, cast your care on me because I care for you. And that promised Beulah Lamb, folks, is for all of us. It's for all of us that believe in Jesus Christ and are born again. It's for all of us. And if you're not born again, if you don't want to even talk about tonight, it'd be a great time for you to call. You don't have to give us our name if you don't want to. Or where are you calling from? I don't care. I want to tell you that Christ loves you. He loves you. His grace is sufficient. His yoke is light. He asks us to love him and obey him. He does the rest for us. Let's go to Brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch. I'm on my crummy phone here. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, okay, because sometimes this phone goes on and off. I'm calling in for two reasons tonight. I took my wife to the doctor today, and she had an infusion in her hips. And usually she comes back feeling really bad about that. But today she was pretty spry coming back, and they found out that her cancer rate, however you do that, is coming down.
All right.
So she is getting better. And I want to thank everybody out there on your show, and even within the community here that has been praying for her. And I went to a prayer meeting the other day on Saturday. Excuse me. And, people get to talk there. And so there's about a little over 20 people there. But however, I got 15 minutes to speak up for the preborn. And I could tell by everybody's face they was hearing things that they never heard before. And so they talked to me about that. And when I told them that my wife had cancer, now I've never seen this before, Butch. Usually when you say that in a group, they say, well, okay, we'll pray for you, and maybe one person will pray, and everybody will be in agreement with that person. And that's wonderful. But I watched 15 people, one by one, pray for my wife.
Amen.
Amen. And that is the first time I've ever seen that, in that setting. And today she went out on the street with me again. Before
Hallelujah.
She went to have her infusion today, she was out there, her appointment was at 12 o'clock. So she was out there from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We put her in a chair. She was out there. She held up the sign. you know, saying, what is abortion? You're killing up preborn babies. So we got an 80-year-old woman out there who's got problems, but she's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she's not afraid to show people the truth. And I'm going to tell you, it was just really wonderful. And I know the people that you were just talking to there about Daryl and other people on your show, you know, have often brought up and wanted to, you know, mention us there and what we do here and trying to stand up for life. So we certainly appreciate each and every one. And please keep praying. And now I got something for me. I do have a cognitions problem. I'm getting older. I'm 74 years old, and I have a hard time passing these tests. So I pray that you would pray for me, that the Lord would take that from me. You know, if they ever take my driver's license away from me, I don't know what I'd do. Well, I just violate the law because I'm still going to go out there. I just being honest with you.
Well, now you have to take a test. You have to take a test for what reason?
The last cognitive test, I was a little bit short on that.
Okay.
I started taking some stuff for that. And me and the doctor don't get along too well, to be honest with you. And so they wanted me to take the test again, and then I was already upset with that. So I did half the test, and I said, that's it. I ain't doing no more. And but anyways, that'll prayerfully, that will work that way out. Now I want to say this. I want everybody that's listening to your show to know this. You know, if I say something, you know, like I'm going to drop a couple extra shekels in the envelope to help you stay on the air, I do that. You know that, Butch, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I'm challenging everybody again. You know, put a couple shekels. If you give, great. If you can give a couple extra shekels. Now, a shekel is whatever you say it is, you know, in this instance, you know, whether it's $5, $10, whatever. And because not only are you keep him on the air, but as selfish as I am, you keep me on the air. So I get to talk about my wife, you know, and the ministry that we have. And I know that people that are with your ministry pray for us, and I certainly appreciate that. Now, I will shut up and get off the air. God bless.
God bless you, Gary. Thanks for the call. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. And it's such good news to hear about Donna. Hallelujah. 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 That is such good news to hear. Our God does hear prayers, folks. He does care. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Did you get that voicemail from me here at Long Hill?
No, I haven't. I haven't checked them. Well, I don't check the phones out till next tomorrow morning. I didn't check them, no.
Hey, would you pass it on to Coach for me?
Sure.
I think the emails have been compromised.
Okay, sure. I'll pass on to you.
This is starting to be a major yell variant.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay, we'll pass it on. Sure, I'll do it for you. I appreciate the call, Mick. Okay. Anything else?
Oh, boy. Another brain, please.
No, I understand that. But you know, all the problems with that with another brain for sure. I could use one. But I just thank Mary Day that I even have a half one. So that's a good start. He's at least blessed with enough sense to get up and get away from bed and try to do something. That's a blessing itself, is it not?
Yeah, there
it sure
you go.
Is.
There's a boy. He goes to school and he thinks they're talking about trains. He's got asking for a set of trains. Bad joke.
Okay. I got it. Okay. Thanks, Mick. Good call. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. You know, folks, it's time tonight, if we can, to give our Father praise. I mean that. The next song we'll play, I think I have time before the break. It's going to be close. By the McCamey's. One that I've just, old one. It's a good one. It's entitled Getting Used to the Dark. No, excuse me. God on the Mountain, the same God when you're down and sick or your loved one's sick, he's still God. When you're getting good news back from your report like Don did today, he's still God. He's always God. He'll never go away. Let's play a song, God on the Mountain. Oh, not going to have time. Okay, we'll just keep on talking then a little bit. I won't have enough time. We'll play it after this break. So, folks, call and talk to us. Give us. All right, let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch.
You know,
by the way, I know you and Kelly been blessed lately, ain't you?
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
All right.
Yeah. Well, apparently my landlord a little over 2 weeks ago passed away. And we made the decision to go ahead and move out of the apartment building we're in because it's in poor condition. And the mold, and that's part of the reason why I ended up with pneumonia. So, you know, I was praying about it, and I said this to you before, that I can't afford to move because the rent's getting so high. And I said, but God can afford to move us.
That's right.
Well, there was an open door. We paid the rent today, and we didn't have 100% of it. He was good about that. We did some work in the apartment there, cleaning, because we knew that she's been really busy with doctor's appointments and her husband and everything else. We offered to help her. No charge or anything or expecting anything, and she knocked $200 off the deposit.
Amen.
And it was a blessing. It was a real blessing, and I appreciate that. Now I got some tools I want to sell and other little things, and I know God's going to bless us there. And in fact, I got rid of some of them today. And God's going to bless us.
Amen.
And, you know, folks, I'm going to say this. If you want God to bless you, you got to meet him halfway. Because if you don't meet him halfway, then you're expecting a, you know, a vending machine you can put a spiritual cord in, pull the knob, and say, here it comes. We don't believe in name and claim it. So just, you know, you got to have to meet God halfway, and that's what we did. We met him halfway.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, it's exciting. But I do want to say this. I learned something a while back. In fact, I did it on my own personal broadcast, too. It taught something called miracle money. Miracle money is that you tell God, or you talk to God, not tell him, you talk to him and say, Lord, if you can bless me with so much money, or this certain amount of money, I will give half of it to whoever, you know, who needs a blessing. And that's miracle money. So if you want to bless Butch in his broadcast, you know, just ask God, Lord, I need some miracle money. And if it's just $1, just send in 50 cents.
Okay, Joe. Thank you for the call. Good point. Thank you. Folks, we're at the break with a couple more songs and your phone calls. Let's give our Father praise tonight, okay? 844-769-2944. Let's not get real heavy tonight. Let's enjoy the evening together as a family.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we are back. And again, tonight's open line Wednesday, I guess you say. I used to open line Friday. Every Friday night was on 5 nights a week. You don't get to do it very often now. But our guest counsel tonight, and the Holy Spirit just seemed to speak to me and say, make the program tonight a night of relaxing in me. Share your testimonies. Give praise reports. Ask for prayer requests. You know what I mean? And our producer, Todd, there said, you need to do this more often. He said, this is more like the old-fashioned revival time on radio. And you know, I wish I could. And maybe the Father let that happen. I don't know. I wish I could. We're going to go back to calls, man. Before we go back to calls, I want to play another song for you. This is an oldie from probably back in the 80s and maybe early 90s. I don't remember. It's been a long time ago. I remember watching the McCamey sing it and Peg McCamey, her and her husband now retired from the group. But 1988 when the song was written, Todd just told me. And she used to get all excited, pull her handkerchief and start waving in the air and kick off her shoes and shout a while. But we're going to listen to a song entitled God on the Mountain by the McCameys.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone.
Amen, amen.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. He'll make them right.
He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God of the day is still God in the night. The talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. But the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptation, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God of
remember that, folks. Remember that. He always makes it right.
He'll make them right.
Amen. Amen. Marie, come on, verse out of 1 Peter chapter 4 now. Go right on with that song, folks. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Folks, that's so easy to do. I'm a murmur, I'm a complainer, I'm a whiner, I'm a wuss, and I know that. I don't like pain, don't like feeling sick. I hardly ever get sick. When I get sick, I'm really a big wuss. Most men are, and I am. And I complain about things I shouldn't complain about. Then I go to the doctor's office, see a gentleman younger than me in a wheelchair, can't walk. Or somebody lost a leg. I see that. Then I think, boy, am I ever a whiner. Shame on me. It goes on and says next verse, but rejoice, insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory should be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Hallelujah, folks. I don't understand why things happen in life. I don't know why things happen to good people. I have no idea. I don't understand all these things, but I'm not supposed to understand. I'm just to have faith in my God still in charge. He's God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. He's God even no matter where you are. He's God when you're home. He's God when you're in the hospital. He's God when you're on the road. He's God. He's God. He's God. Always God. Always will be God. And that's the hope we have in him through Christ our Savior. Let's go to Brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and I'd say amen to everything you said tonight, especially these last 3 or 4 minutes. Wow. And you're right. We tend to sometimes complain too much, and I'm certainly one of the, as Paul said, I'm the chief of the complainers. Because when I can hardly get through the house and I'm dragging my leg, and where's about my one shoe? My right shoe gets worn down from the leg game being drugged so much. But you know what? I praise the Lord because I haven't fallen, Pastor Butch, and gotten Amen. Seriously injured. I Amen. Had a couple of minor spills in the kitchen where I crushed a couple of the cans laying on the floor, squished a couple of my chili cans. But other than that, some reason God has kept a complainer alive this long and had mercy, and he should have struck me dead with lightning probably 45 million times already or more. So I praise the Lord that I haven't gotten seriously injured, and I can still get out here and do a little tiny bit of typing on my keyboard and get a few emails out. So I praise the Lord for his mercy. And I remember years ago, my brother gave me a verse out of Lamentations that it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his mercies fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That's from the book of Lamentations.
Amen. Amen.
And so
Amen.
I praise the Lord for his word. Amen. I praise the Lord God Almighty for sending his only begotten Son to be lifted up on a cross and through one of the worst means of, what shall we say, punishment, execution that the,
yes,
anyone's
yes,
ever come up
yes.
with, and the Romans really perfected it. And so I just praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord for the fact that we've had those good praise reports for Donna Roby there, a number of us praying for her a long time. And what a blessing to hear Gary call in and say that Donna's cancer is being reduced. So praise the Lord for that. And Coach Dave's testimony about his two grandchildren, surely the hand of God, we can see that there, where he almost lost a child, a grandchild
yes,
that
yes.
he backed over on. And so, and for Joe Cannon's housing situation, praise the Lord. So we're getting answers to prayers. We don't always see every prayer answered the way we want it answered or in the time that we want. And I'm very impatient, so the Lord has merciful also to a person who's impatient. And I think a lot of us have that problem, Pastor Butch, of being impatient.
I agree.
And Marcia Jean, everyone, please continue to pray for her health, for her healing. And for Pastor Butch, please give prayers out to him for wisdom, what to do with the current situation with Call to Decision Ministry. He needs wisdom there, what to do, that God would make it nice and plain and clear. Give him maybe a double fleece showing to let him know what to do. But please support Pastor Butch by getting some of the great products that he that he offers, and he's got great DVDs that Phil Hudock produces, and Pastor Butch gives good teachings on, but he's also got his books. You should get his books. I've got all of his books. They're very good and common sense, easy to read and easy to understand, because Pastor Butch doesn't try to weave a great web of technical ideas and things. He just gives you the basic Bible truths and common sense. And boy, what more could you ask in a book? So Pastor Butch, thank you for the blessing that you've been in my life. Thank you for the prayers you've offered up for me. And thank you for being a godly, courageous pastor. And courage is beautiful on both men and women. And Amen. We don't have near as enough men of courage. I think I've met more women of courage than I have men in the last, might almost half, over half century. But praise God for courageous people. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for everything you do. And thank you for blessing me.
Oh, you're welcome, Daryl. Keep in mind, buddy, one day you get a brand new body. Brand
well,
spanking
I sure
new.
Need one, Pastor Butch.
brand spanking
God
new.
God bless you, thanks.
And you'll be pretty again. Thanks for the time, my friend.
I don't know if I've ever been there, but I'll settle for a body that works.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Daryl.
God bless
good,
you.
Good call. Thank you. What a sweet call. That really was, and I appreciate that so much. I really do. You know, I can't say anything but praise God. You know, when I take a look at my little great-grandson, about a year and a half old now, his mom and daddy are strong believers. They're going to homeschool this young man. She even breastfed him. I mean, that's unheard of nowadays. And I watch him being taught in the ways of the Lord. And watch my middle son, Jamie, the grandpa. Eyes light up and his smile just covers his face when he holds his grandson. I am so blessed. Not because I did anything great of my own, but because I tried to raise the boys in the fear of the Lord and teach them the right way. I'm so blessed. Beyond what I could ever deserve. You don't know my past, folks, but I do. I know where I come from. I know the things I did that shouldn't have done. I know things I should have done that didn't do. I'm a mere mortal, just like everybody else. Don't you ever think that Pastor Butch is some kind of perfection because I'm not, except in Christ. When I preach hard because I care. I truly care, and I care enough to preach the truth and hope somebody will hear and repent as I did one day. I mean that. I'm going to play another song for you now. We had one lined up, I think, was Getting Used to the Dark, but I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to go to the one that Squire Parsons sings, if Todd don't mind getting ready. And the phone line's open, folks, 844-769-2944. And by the way, I haven't said this for a long time. If you listen to this program right now on shortwave, Melody Seastrom pays for this hour on shortwave for this broadcast. Now, we rebroadcast this 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on 3215 shortwave. We pay for that. And shortwave is not cheap. But nonetheless, people seem to enjoy it. So if you can't hear the program very well on 6115 right now, if you're up 11 o'clock tonight Eastern time, go to 3215, listen to it again. We'll be on there tonight. But let's play that song for you. And Todd, it's one by Squire Parsons. I already forgot the name of it. I'm sorry about that. Excuse me, it's Jeff and Sherry Easter. Excuse me. And the name of the song is Thank You, Lord, for the Blessing on Me. Okay, this is by Jeff and Sherry Easter, folks. Enjoy this and praise the Father for the blessings on you. If you got a place to eat, something to eat, a place to sleep, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, a roof over your head, you got more than many people have. Here we go.
Upon me as I struggle along, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, and how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Call in, folks. Share your testimony tonight. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid.
Up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your
money. The Lord, I have you, and that's all that matters. Though the world may not see, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
You know, folks, we're off. We're very quick to complain and murmur and whine. And we're very quick sometimes to bring forth the negative things. And we should. We have to from time to time. But we're very quiet tonight about praising our Father and thanking Him for the blessings. I don't know why. I really thought tonight the phone lines would fill up from the beginning, stay full to the end, because people want to praise God. And if you're out there tonight and you're a brand new caller, you want to just call and say, I love the Lord. I want to just let you know I love the Lord. And that'd be wonderful. And we have this broadcast. This program is rebroadcast on a lot of stations over the weekend. Thanks to Tom Reed out in the Northwest, all of the Northwest, the Idaho, and Oregon, all through. It's broadcast all of Washington State. People get to hear this on weekends. I know they can't call in tonight. But we have a lot of live listeners. I know we do. And I thought for sure the phones would be buzzing tonight. People just want to say, I thank God that I do have a place to sleep, that I had supper tonight, that I have a warm home to live in, that I have my wife or husband that loves me, or children that love me, or even a dog that loves me. I got a puppy that lets me live in this house. I've had him for over 16 years now. I named him Buddy because he's my buddy. Everywhere I go, he'd be with me. He's getting kind of old now. He don't go as much as he used to, but he's still my buddy. Every now and then he wants to sit in my lap. Now I got to help him on my lap. He can't jump up anymore, so I got to help him on my lap. I'm very thankful, folks, more than I can say. Tomorrow, in office day, I'll get to work with a young lady who's worked with me for almost 33 years. Her name is Crystal Joy Hughes. She come here, when she first came here, she's going to be here 2 weeks until I found somebody else. She was going to be here 2 weeks, going on 23 years she's been with us. 23 this past February or this coming February. She's been with me a long time, and she stayed in this ministry helping me keep this thing going. Someone I can depend on as my right-hand man, so to speak, in the ministry. And I'm blessed to have a loving wife that actually cares for me and will sometimes still sit in my lap and hold my hand. I'm a blessed individual. I really am. Much more than I could ever deserve in 10 lifetimes. I could never repay what my Father's done for me. And they're repaying for all the blessings He's given me and has taken care of me through tough times financially. And believe me, folks, we've had tough times financially. Marcia Jean and I worked really hard for what we've had over the years. Worked hard for it, struggled, and did without things because we didn't have the funds. But I'm not complaining. I've never went to bed hungry, never had to sleep outside, always had a place to sleep and somebody there beside me. So I have no complaints. I have no complaints. I may whine sometimes and get aggravated, but I have no complaints. My God is good to me, and the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. I can't believe the phone lines are just humming right now with people calling in and saying, praise God for His blessings on me. I don't understand. Maybe we only have 10 listeners. I don't know. But not many people call in at all to share. And I know many of you listen live on shortwave and stations all across country and on internet. You know, we'd love to hear from you because I want you to share what's on your mind tonight for the glory of God. Surely we can do that. Surely we can take time to do that. Have we gotten so cold and different because of what the world has done? Has what happened that Christ warned about Matthew 24, has their love waxed cold? I pray not. I pray not. I really do. It's going to happen, folks. It's already happening. The love has waxed cold. They lost their first love. Let's go to our friend and brother in Canada. Let's talk to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in.
Hi. Thanks, Pastor Butch. Yeah. I'm really thankful to my wife. I have to say, she's been the greatest blessing. I mean, this woman is, you know, an absolute angel. Whenever I'm sick, she's there. Something happens. If I'm laying and my feet are sticking out of the bottom of things, she'll get up and cover my feet. Oh, I mean, wow. That is the greatest blessing. I mean, and if you, you know, anybody who has her as a friend, you got the best friend you'll ever have. Ever.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I'm, and, you know, sometimes I get, like, irate about what's going on. You know, it does sort of get to you. And sometimes I have to back away, play some music on my, you know, and all that sort of stuff to get away from it. But I know that, you know, God's ultimately in control of it all. And so we just have to go with that and push ourselves through as best we can, you know. And it's tough. This guy up here is as bad as Biden. They're all bad. All in Europe, they're all basically the same, you know. And
yes, they are.
But I mean, you know, we just have to keep plugging away, you know. It's good to hear that that Gary's wife is doing a lot better now. That's a great thing, you know.
Yes, it is. Yes,
that's
it is.
A real blessing
yes, it
for
is.
Her.
Amen.
So, that's just sort of what I want to say. It's, you know, it's a, I mean, I do have enough to eat, as you say, and a great wife, and I that's more than what anyone deserves. That's
amen. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It was nice talking to you. Thank you. Bye.
God bless, my friend. Talk to you tomorrow. Sweet call. I believe we got a new caller out of California. Let's talk to Dixon in California. Dixon, are you there?
Hey, Pastor Butch. I am here, and God bless you, and praise the Lord totally. And I have called you once before, but it's been
okay.
A while.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say that, really, Pastor Butch, you're the sweetest person. I'm one of the sweetest persons I've ever known, you know, as a pastor and as a person telling people the truth. You know, you tell us things that are hard, and you tell us the truth. And, you know, and so you got to you take some hits for that. And everything, and I just think that you care about people. You really care.
Well, give Christ the praise, and I mean that seriously. It's all in His hands, and what a sweet call, Dixon. Thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger. Call back more often.
Yeah, I will. You know, and I think I'm going to call you tomorrow when you're at the office, okay, Pastor?
All right, yeah. I look forward to it. I mean, between 9 and 4 Eastern, you be sure and give us a call. I'll be here.
Okay, sounds good.
God bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling. You too. All right, let's go next to Ed in Oklahoma. Ed may be a first-time caller, too. I'm not sure. Ed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've called you many times before, and I've been listening to you since the mid-1990s.
Wow. You're getting old. You're getting old, too, aren't you? You're getting old, too, aren't you?
Yeah. But,
anyway.
Yeah, we're listening to you out here, and we love the music, and it's just a good night. And, yes, we have some of us have, you know, are living under a roof and are very happy about it. I have mostly full bellies and are happy about it. We count our blessings every night.
Amen. 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 And hey, and thanks for being there, man. I appreciate y'all being out there. And thanks for calling. Let me know you're out there. That makes my evening. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, we're listening to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Call some Thursday in the office. Give me a call and say hi to him. Let's chat a while.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Well, no, certainly. Thank you.
All right. We're in that time and got calls coming in. Let's go to Kelly right here in West Virginia. Kelly, come on in.
Hey, Butch. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
God does bless.
Yes, he
constantly.
Does.
He answers. In our situation, God answered our prayers. He's provided. Yeah, it's going to be a little tough on the finances, but God provides the finances.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does.
And He is God on the mountain and God in the valley.
Amen. That for
absolutely.
Sure He is. Kelly,
yeah.
I don't mean to sound rude, but I got to get a call
okay.
from him. But thanks for the call. Thanks, we are. Appreciate it.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you. Talk to you soon. All right, let's go to PA and talk to Wes. Wes, welcome. Come on in.
Pastor Butch,
yes, sir.
I would like to thank the Lord for blessing me, my family.
Amen.
He's always been there, even times when I was a rough and rowdy young man, you know, He was always there for me. And I listened to you and Coach last night. You have no idea how much that meant to me to hear you two men put it all on the line, what we got to do. We got to start facing things, and we have to face it with God Almighty. Amen. And not be afraid of anything that's out there. And the way the world is, it's just a lot of people just walking around in fear and their heads down, and, you know, you just got to keep looking up.
Amen. Amen. And count your blessings as you go. You know, even the disciples, they were in prison in stocks, and they were singing the praise of God, weren't they?
Yes, that's right. That's right. No matter what, it's a win-win. No matter what happens, you know where you're going to be, and that's the goal. You want to get to heaven, you want to be with Jesus, you want to see those that went before you, and while we're here on this earth, we got to fight a good fight.
Amen.
And I just love listening to you, and when you start your hillbilly preaching, man, it sends shivers on me, and I enjoy it.
Praise God. Praise God. I do.
It brings back great memories, a young boy growing up in the church. We had pastors, boy, they put it all on the line.
Well, thank you, Wes, for the call. God bless, my friend. Thanks for being there for us. Folks, we do love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you next week. Now, Monday night will be a rebroadcast. I'm going to take the day off. Go visit family, okay? And I will see you again live on Tuesday night. But y'all have a great weekend. I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.